11. The flavor expected of the best tea is the delicate flavor of baby's flesh. In accordance with the Chinese practice of prescribing the proper moment and surrounding for enjoying a thing, Cha Su, an excellent treatise on tea, reads thus. Proper moments for drinking tea. When one's heart and hands are idle, tired after reading poetry. When one's thoughts are disturbed, listening to songs and ditties. When a song is completed, shut up at one's home on a holiday. Playing the chin and looking over paintings. Engaged in conversation deep at night. Before a bright window and a clean desk. With charming friends and slender concubines. Returning from a visit with friends. When the day is clear and the breeze is mild. On a day of light showers. In a painted boat near a small wooden bridge. In a forest with tall bamboos. In a pavilion overlooking lotus flowers on a summer day. Having lighted incense in a small studio. After a feast is over and the guests are gone. When children are at school. In a quiet, secluded temple. Near famous springs and quaint rocks. Moments when one should stop drinking tea. At work, watching a play, opening letters, during big rain and snow. At a long wine feast with a big party. Going through documents, on busy days. Generally, conditions contrary to those enumerated in the above section. Things to be avoided. Bad water, bad utensils, brass spoons, brass kettles, wooden pails for water, wood for fuel on account of smoke, soft charcoal, coarse servant, bad-tempered maid, unclean towels, all varieties of incense and medicine. Things and places to be kept away from. Damp rooms, kitchens, noisy streets, crying infants, hot-headed persons, quarreling servants, hot rooms.